A private developer has taken over large portions of a neighborhood park just off Music Row, and some neighbors are furious. They say no one told them that for at least the next year, most of Tony Rose Park would be the property of one of Nashville's biggest developers. They say the move signifies a new level of intrusion. WPLN's Maribel Knight reports.
Tony Rose Park is about the size of a football field, tucked into a quiet neighborhood. It's filled with tall old trees, a no-frills jungle gym, and an aging gazebo. Then there's the swaths of metal fencing, taking up about two-thirds of the park. That's for Panattoni Development, since it needs more space to build its $35 million headquarters next door. Rachel Zylstra is the board president of the Edge Hill Village Neighborhood Association. She says residents and neighbors were clueless about losing their park to a big-time private developer. The move feels underhanded, she says, even if that wasn't the intention.
But it does feel like the developer and the city thought that maybe no one in Edgehill would notice. Like, I can't imagine this happening in Centennial Park. I mean, it just wouldn't happen.
Even the district city councilman, Freddie O'Connell, was never made aware of the plans. He found out when the neighbors did. A Metro employee told him the Parks Board approved the request in February with no opposition.
You know, my immediate response was, well, nobody knew. I didn't even know.
The Parks Department says neighbors should have been made aware by the developer. In an emailed statement, California-based Panattoni wrote that, in hindsight, they should have included residents in the process, adding that they're hoping to reconnect with the community as the development progresses. Panattoni told the city that their construction crews will occupy the park for at least a year, filling it with trailers and supplies. In return, they'll invest $90,000 in park improvements. Plans submitted to the city show a new volleyball court, sidewalks, and new trees. But Zylstra says no one in the neighborhood has ever requested a volleyball court. She says residents would much rather have a new dog park or an upgraded gazebo.
You can find common grounds in parks, and that's why this would have been so easy had they reached out, because I feel like people would get really excited and use this as a positive way to make improvements. And instead, it doesn't feel that way.
Plus, she's worried the $90,000 Panattoni has promised won't cover the improvements, especially after a year of construction wear and tear. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Maribel Knight.